This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Catholics are rejoicing at the announcement of a new pope. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The election of Pope Leo XIV took many by surprise, including priests from the Archdiocese of Denver, who were gathered in Colorado Springs when the white smoke rose, announcing a decision. Father Luke Barter says he was on perpetual pope watch.
It was quite powerful to have all my brother priests there and just seeing it together and praying together through it. It was amazing. It was quite special.
Barter says he's encouraged by Pope Leo's early message of peace and bridge building, signs he will likely carry on Pope Francis's legacy of compassion, humility, and unity. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
A federal grant to support Colorado students with mental health challenges was canceled last week by the Trump administration. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado would have received $1.5 million each year for 5 years to confront the state's critical shortage of school mental health counselors. Congress set aside $1 billion in grants after a teenage gunman killed nearly two dozen people in Texas. But the Trump administration said the grants were not advancing administration priorities. It didn't like that some of the grants aimed to increase the number of counselors of color. Colorado education officials said they are deeply disappointed with the decision. Rates of anxiety and depression in youth began spiking during the pandemic and remain high. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A bat in Weld County has tested positive for rabies. It's the first animal in the state to test positive for the virus in 2025. The bat was found acting unusual in Mead on May 5th. This is CPR News.